Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Good morning. Wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix on Throwback Thursday, November the 6th, 2025. It is 6:25. It's Bill and Jessica Show.
What's up? Sunny and cooler today. Highs in the upper 50s.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. All your old school throwbacks by request all morning. 302-858-5117. You can text or call in. Hit us up on all our socials by going to power1017.com. Good morning to everybody watching us on Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our TikTok. Good morning to our TikTok crew at Power 1017 FM. If you guys have a old school or throwback by request, feel free to let us know. Also, send us a virtual shout out. Yeah, download the free Power app, top left hand side, click on shout out, enter your info, tap the mic, record whatever you want to say, upload it right here to the studio.
It's so easy to do.
All right, send us those requests, dedication, shout us out, let us know what you love about Power, whatever you want to say. Record it, upload it right here, and all messages subject to be played on the air. 542, good morning. Checking in this morning. Good morning, guys. Can you play CNC Music Factory? Things that make you go, hmm.
Oh, I love that one.
All right, so we'll do that coming up after the break. Also coming up this morning after 7, questions from your kid, and then we'll guess what their age is. All right? These are things that, you know, are trending, but... questions that your kid asks you, we'll go over some, and then we'll guess the age. Also, 720 and 820, we got phone checks with Clarissa Jenkins. 735, question of the day. We have some in the news stories around 850 or so. So we got a lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. In the meantime, it's 627 on TBT. Let's do this right here.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, so Google says that Christmas music searches are way up.
They are.
Up this year. Yeah, already. When does Christmas music start on the radio as the top trending search over the past week?
Is there any stations? I thought you were telling me about one, not around here, but they switched.
I think so. Actually, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you were telling me about already. That.
Yeah, but it's like out west or something, but yeah, the guy from the rock station was telling me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know Sirius has started.
They have.
Sirius XM, they've got some channels. So,
you know, I'm just going with it.
For some reason, this year, I don't know what it is.
You know, I'm just gonna roll with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kids are into it.
I don't know what it is.
It feels early to me, but
normally I'm complaining. Why can't we just enjoy what we got right now and then we'll get to Christmas later? No, I'm okay with it.
I'm fine.
I don't know what it is.
I'm fine. And I will say, like, I am ready for, like, Thanksgiving and eating and football and, like, I'm ready for it.
Well, so. I will say this. I'm always ready for eating and football.
Yes. You know, we were talking about it last night, and then the kids, of course, they're going right into, you know, the holidays, and they're ready for it. So we're just going to roll with it.
Well, a new report this week found that over two dozen stations across the U.S. switched over to started playing Christmas music this past weekend.
You thinking about it?
I'm thinking that we should switch all Christmas. Yeah, Power 101.7 all Christmas.
All Christmas.
Yeah. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Yeah, 24 hours.
Oh my gosh. Maybe we can do, like, I don't know, Christmas hour or something.
No, not hour. No. 24 hour. Like 24 all Christmas. Hour. Burl Ives. Mariah. Yeah, Jackson 5.
All of it.
Donnie Hathaway. But you got to throw in there.
You might have me convinced. I might go with it.
You got to throw in there Wham. You got to throw Wham in there.
I might go with it.
The very next day, you take it away. Mm. Yeah, I'm into it.
I can see. I can see that.
Boys to Men, Silent Night. Are you kidding?
Oh, yes.
Are you kidding? Let It Snow? Are you kidding?
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of the holidays, Starbucks' new holiday cups will be out today.
Today's the big day.
Today's the day, yep. But they've been completely overshadowed, apparently, by the new viral Bearista cups. Okay, which are, like, bear-shaped, clear, and they have, like, a hat as a lid.
Oh.
dumb.
I have not seen those.
Nah, just give me the holiday cups.
The barista cups.
B-E-A-R. Mm-hmm. Barista.
Barista. Okay.
Yeah, no thanks. Just give me the holiday cups. A poll found that 6% of Americans think their IQ is below average.
Okay.
There's a new report out that says the average person has two different places at home that they consider my spot.
Two different places.
Yeah. And they have had these spots on average for 4 years now.
Oh.
Do you have like a place in your
not
house?
It's really. Like, I would just say.
Where's mom? She's in her spot.
Well,
No?
Just on my side of the bed.
Okay, well.
My
that's,
spot in bed.
There you go.
Yeah.
What about like in the living room? Like you have like, no?
Mm-mm.
Everybody has a spot in the living room.
Mm-mm.
You don't have like a specific, like a chair or like a specific spot on the couch? What?
No. Like our layout is, like I don't go in the living room. I can't tell you the last time it was, that I went
in. Where
do
you guys like sit?
In like, my bed.
You don't have like a spot where you like guys like sit in the evening or like talk or like go?
No, in bed.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, in bed.
Like in the living room, we have a spot like on a couch. Like we have the reclining couch. So,
but again,
I have my spot.
Layout.
Tracy has her spot. You know.
Yeah, we have a small condo, so it's like
okay.
My bedroom is right next to the living room, and the door is always open. So it's
okay.
It's just our.
Well, that's your spot.
Yeah, it's just our area.
Let's see here. The large healthcare system in Maine is apologizing after sending letters to 531 patients in hospitals and healthcare clinics telling them that they're dead. Yeah, they said they sincerely regret the goof.
What?
That's wild, right?
That's terrible.
A man in Florida was arrested after he pulled a knife on another guy in a grocery store bathroom because he really needed to use it. And the guy didn't leave the stall fast enough.
No.
Thank God no one was hurt.
No.
I mean, when you got to go, you got to go.
Okay, but...
Like, move.
On. This is over the top.
Move. You got to go.
Just go on the floor.
Yeah, don't pull the knife. Here's a few good news stories. A teenager in Florida saved multiple people from a flash flood. Also, volunteers in L.A. managed to lure a 93-year-old man's lost dog back by using his dirty socks to make a trail for it to follow.
Oh my gosh, and the smell.
Yeah, he told them the dog loves the way they smell.
And it worked.
Worked. And just in time for the tail end of the wedding season, someone asked experts to name things guests do without realizing they're being rude. They include monopolizing the couple's time, taking home flowers or leftover food without asking, requesting songs when there's a set playlist.
That's good.
And taking photos during the ceremony when they actually hired a photographer.
Yeah.
Like a real photographer. But
some
then
people put signs up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Put phones away.
Is that a new thing?
Yeah. Put
at a wedding?
Away. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. No photography, no recording, and they will put that in there. That's the reason why we hired someone.
You know, we haven't been to a wedding in a while, and I've never seen that. That's like a new thing.
For the ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to tell somebody to put that phones away when they want to take pictures of your like happiest day of your life and they want to save the memories and all that?
Yeah.
Wow. Just during the ceremony,
and it's just during the ceremony because a lot of people were noticing they do hire a photographer. The photographer is taking these shots down the aisle or up the crowd or trying to get the couple up there at the altar. And it's everybody like this with their hands up and phones up. And that's the pictures that they're getting.
Oh, got it.
So they said, listen, we have a photographer here. We will get these photos. It will be magical. Just please, for the ceremony, put that away.
Interesting.
Yep.
Soon they're going to be like, when you went to that comedy show, you have to put them in a bag.
I put them in a bag. I know.
Wow, that's funny.